Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back to Aspie Me. It's been a while since I last posted, but there's some stuff going on that has been brought to my attention, actually. And once I sat down and thought about it, I realized, yeah, it's a thing. I was diagnosed with Asperger's later in life. I was right around 50, 51. But it did help to explain everything up to that point. And it explains everything moving forward and why things happen the way they happen and thought process and this, that, and the other thing. But what's been coming up lately, from more specifically my youngest, my daughter, who also has Asperger's. So there's four of us in this household. All four of us are on the spectrum. But anyway, so we have no problem pointing out each other's dilemmas or issues or why do you do that type moments. But she brought it up the other day because it does happen more often than I realized, is leaving the house and preparing to leave the house and preparing on where you are going. It's a whole thing for me. It's what store do I need to go to? In my head, I am already plotting out the parking lot. I am plotting out how to get in the parking lot, how to leave, where to park, how to navigate the store, everything's located that I need, where it is within the store, and what happens to me when it doesn't go in my head as planned. There are certain stores that I flat out avoid on weekends. There's no way, no amount of money that you're going to pay me to walk through those doors, let alone find a parking spot. They are basically some of those card membership stores, the big box stores that on weekends are just packed. Pushing a cart is ridiculous, let alone just trying to walk at a normal, regular pace. So there are stores that I will avoid like that. I try to avoid the food stores, other big box stores on weekends. I know enough to go to them either early in the morning during the week, or there's certain times of the day, certain days of the week where you go or not go. But I will, in my head, I've got my list. I'm looking at my list, which nobody, I guess, uses a list anymore. They don't handwrite things. They use their phones, but I still use a handwritten list. I look at the list in my head. I'm going through the store. I'm walking through the store. I've got my cart, pushing my cart. I know exactly where to go for all these items. Now, once in a while, something will come up where I've been asked to get something for somebody else. Hey, can you get me a bag of chips? Hey, can you get me some flavored waters? Can you get me some juices? And I put it on the list and I get to the area where these items are located and I look at my choices and I go, oh shit. Now I'm faced with trying to pick out a very specific type of pretzel for a person, and I didn't ask enough questions. I didn't ask, do they want the large pretzel rods? Do they want the thin pretzel sticks? You want those little twisty thingy pretzels? You want pretzel bites? And then I've got to look at, is there a particular name brand you want or do not want? Is there a particular bag size that you can deal with or not? And then I'm standing there for 8 minutes trying to decide on one stupid single bag of pretzels. And my daughter will stand there and she just kind of watches me and my movements and my hand movements and my facial gestures. And eventually she's like, Mom, it's a bag of pretzels and it's okay. And she literally is sometimes the one who walks me through and talks me off my ledge, per se, of choosing the most basic of items. And I've gone through that with choosing eggs. I've gone through that with dealing with milk or types of bread. It is sometimes an onslaught of emotions and anxiety levels that I have to cope with when trying to figure out one single item. And thank goodness for her because she, even though she's on the spectrum, she's got Asperger's, she is just my God's gift to me for that. She's the one who 9 times out of 10 will talk me off of my anxiety level edge and say, it's just a bag of pretzels. It's okay. And if it doesn't work out, then you know for next time. Not to buy the pretzel rods, not to buy the twisties, not to buy the pretzel bites. That's all. And I realize that my level of anxiety comes from not enough information for me. Now, for most people, it's like, just grab me, you know, a bag of wavy chips, whatever, that's fine. And they go and they grab a bag of wavy chips and it's fine. But I get there and I look at how many different bags of wavy chips there are. And that's when the anxiety starts. And then from that point on, the rest of my shopping trip is screwed. Because my mind will constantly go back to whether or not I made that right decision. And it'll haunt me until I get home and I find out from the other person, it's okay. These are great. Thank you. Or it's, you know what, next time maybe get whatever, the other bag. But I come to find out that it's not, I'm not alone in this thought process. I have found out from other people that it's just, sometimes it starts in the parking lot. If they don't get their parking space where they need it to be, the rest of the trip is thrown off. Or if they walk in and there are no more shopping carts, now they've got to go back outside, find a cart and bring it in. It is sometimes the smallest of things that will cause our anxiety level to shoot through the roof. And I don't think most people realize that. And it's not that I'm angry or upset with anybody else. I'm not angry or upset at the store or the situation. Or the stocking clerks or whoever's with me. I'm not upset with them. I'm upset with myself more so that I put myself through that level of anxiety. And I've gotten a little better at it, realizing it's okay. It's not going to be perfect, whatever I choose sometimes, and that's okay. Luckily, I'm surrounded by people who understand that part and don't raise a ruckus if I did choose the wrong thing. But I'm just wondering how many other people out there go through this anxiety level before they even leave the house. Or they realize they didn't ask enough questions as far as what brand or type to choose from the store. Or what level of postage to put on an envelope. You know, you want first class, you want ground, you want air. I mean, that kind of stuff just sends us through the roof. And it's nobody else's fault. It's not my fault either. That's just the way my mind functions. I have figured out ways to talk myself down and breathe. I'll walk away from the situation and then return. Once I've had a chance to clear my mind, I might go get the rest of the items on my list. And then go back to the pretzel aisle and figure it out from there. But it's come up before. I didn't realize how much of an issue it was until my daughter started saying it. Every once in a while, I was like, Mom, it's just a pretzel. Mom, it's just an egg. Mom, it's an inanimate object. Don't let it bother you like that. So I'm curious to find out from other people, other listeners, do you have this? If so, how do you deal with it? How do you get through it? Maybe you don't get through it. Maybe once you've hit that anxiety wall, you're done and you walk out. You either walk out with what you've got in the cart or you abandon the cart and walk out. I've done that. I have abandoned a cart. The level of anxiety has gotten so much. I'll just abandon a cart and I'll go back the next day and figure it out again. But yeah, shoot me a message. I'm curious to find out. Again, thanks for listening.